We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, Kenneth Williams, and James Dobson Justice in
Hancock's Half Hour.
That's all I've heard in this house for a whole week now. He finds out he has cock's blood in his family from 6 centuries ago, and he starts eating porridge, playing the bagpipes, running round the garden, tossing bean poles all over the place. Not right.
Hey, he stopped.
Oh, no, he hasn't. As soon as he's pumped it up, he'll be off again.
Excuse me, anybody got a puncture outfit? Hey, I blew too hard.
Well, well, look who's here. Jock McHancock. The laird of East Cheese.
Oh, play a Thaldun and Dee, a great catty bogey.
Don't you talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you how I like.
Oh, shut up.
And lang me a rumly canoe.
You great idiot.
Do you mind?
Standing there with a check tablecloth wrapped round you, a paintbrush hanging from your belt, and a bread knife sticking out of your sock. Who do you think you are?
I'll tell you who I think I am when I have seen my solicitor this afternoon. I shall be the future laird of Glenstorren. Now, let's have a bit of respect.
Hey, is that right? You, the laird of Glenstorren?
Hi, there's William O'Hyde, here's in all the hoots and hi, hi, hi. You laird, Duncan MacDougall, MacDougall Innes MacHancock, passed on at the land of a terrible porridge and bagpipes last week.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tub. What happened?
A very nasty business, William. Our mortal enemies, the Clan McNasty, got at him during the Highland Games. They spread glue on the handle of his hammer and he landed head first in Loch Lomond.
Ah, yes. Ah, there was great rejoicing that night.
Why?
Nobody had to pay for the funeral.
And last week, only last week, I found out I was his sole survivor relative. I've been out of my tailor and ordered me kilt.
And the Hancock tartan. And very racy it is, too.
Puce and lemon squares interwoven on a background of heliotrope. With socks, bagpipes, and duffel coat hood lining to match.
It sounds revolting.
Nonsense. I look sensational. You can see what the effect would be by the tablecloth. See?
Yeah, very nice. But I think you're supposed to take off the long pants, aren't you?
Not me. Not in this weather. My legs aren't up to it, you know. I've got very funny legs. If the frost gets in me kneecaps, they seize up and I've had it. Rigid, rigid all the winter I am. Sitting down, dried out. I just have to lean up against the wall all day. Well, come on, help me pump me pipes up. I think 3 quick choruses of Scotland the Brave and a quick march down to the solicitor's office.
Mr. Hancock, to see you, Mr.
McCann. Send him in, lassie, and pour my lunch back in the bottle.
I see. This way, Mr. Hancock.
Will you stop marching up and down my desk, you great lump?
What a pity, just when I had a foot at a steam up.
Well, sit yourself down and we'll get to the business in hand. As you know, Duncan Dougal MacDougal Innes McHancock passed away last week.
Aye, 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 aye. Hi, the tragic. Aye,
hi, hoo, aye. Hoots. Don't overdo it. No need to dab your eyes with the hem of your kilt. I have here his last will and testament.
Ah, legal, is it? Signed over a sixpenny stamp?
Laddie, it's written on a sixpenny stamp. Duncan McHancock was never one to waste money on paper printing and the like.
Anywise. How much did he leave?
He left everything to you. And I think it's a terrible shame that the estates and the money and the house should fall into the grabbing hands of a Sassenach.
I am not a Sassenach. With a little practice, I can be an 86-proof Scotsman in no time.
You've never been to Scotland in your life.
That doesn't matter. You don't have to fall off a cliff to know it hurts.
Oh, but don't be surprised if that's what happens to you. Seamus McNasty. When he hears about you, I wouldn't give you a sixpence for your chances.
Who's Seamus McNasty?
The sole surviving member of the clan McNasty, the sworn enemies of the McHancocks. And when there's no McHancock left, the castle's forum becomes the property of McNasty's. And as you're the last McHancock, I wouldn't give sixpence for your chances.
Hang on, it was sixpence just now.
I've just remembered how big Seamus McNasty is. Oh, he hates the Hancocks, and he hates Sassenachs. But what he'll do to a Hancock, who is also a Sassenach, we can only look forward to.
Thank you very much. Don't think I'm turning it in, because I am not. I'm the Laird of Glensforren. Castlesforren is my ancestral home, and I shall claim my rightful inheritance, me old Aggie. I'm going up to Scotland tomorrow. You can tell Seamus McNasty from me. I'm prepared to meet him any day he wants. Full dress. Down in the glen. Finn and Eric, 20 paces. Good day, sir. You're the navigator. How much further?
Another 5 minutes and we should be in sight of Castlesforren.
It'd make things easier if we understood the language. You ask them which road to take and they stand there clearing the throat for 5 minutes. When they've gone, you realize they must have been the direction.
Oh, don't worry. It won't be long now. Look. Look on the hilltop, there it is. Castlesforren.
At last. What a wonderful moment this is. The last of the McHancock returns home. This warrants the ceremonial march. I shall ride across the glen and up to the castle playing me pipes. The skirl will be a rallying call to the clans to let them know the McHancocks are back.
One step further and I'll blow you back to the border with your kilt full of holes.
Who's this? 6 foot 6 of Mary Scotman, I warrant.
Look at the size of him.
Look at that flaming red beard. Look at those flipping great fists. I think we'll turn around and go back to team. It seems the best thing to do, I
see. Stay where you are. I'm coming over.
He can't be real. It's three of them standing on top of each other. Come on, let's run for him. He's a
good shot, isn't he? Right to the safety pin on me kilt.
Don't do.
Well, let me pick my kilt up.
Well, then, let's have a look at you. Poachers, I suppose. What have you been poaching? Deer. Grouse. Game?
I am.
Yes, to be a splendid little woman.
A splendid little woman? I suppose she is to him.
What do you mean by trespassing on Dunsparren? These are my lands, and I'm not having any strangers trampling over them.
What do you mean, your lands? Who do you think you are?
I am Seamus McNasty of McNasty.
We were just passing, just off, as a matter of fact. We're tourists, you know, Americans, we are.
Hey, Tub, what do you mean, tourists? Well, tourists, why don't you tell him who you really are?
What was that, Harlan? What's that, huh? My kid brother, he's a bit stupid. Come on, Marilyn, turn the car around. Let's get out of here.
Just stay where you are. I'm not satisfied yet. Lift up your kilt.
I beg your pardon?
I said lift up your kilt.
Are you regular, I find?
Just let me see your legs.
If it gives you any pleasure. There.
By the great steaming porridge bowl of Flora MacDonald, you're a McHancock.
No, you're mistaken, not me. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of them. They're all dead. My uncle was the last one, and I'm no relation to you.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me, you're a McHancock.
How do you know?
Those legs. I'd recognize those legs anywhere. The McHancock legs. You've all got them. Great fat things with bumps on them.
You're not exactly Mr. Anget, are you?
So, there is one more McHancock. I thought I'd got rid of the last one when I got rid of Dougal McHancock.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he was the last one. I'm not arguing. No. I'm a cheam man myself. You'll have no bother from me.
Silence! The McHancocks are the only thing that stand between me and Castlesparren. When they've gone, it's mine.
It's yours now, mate. I don't want it. You can have the key. I've got it strapped across the back of the car.
Take it without spilling McHancock blood. Never! I want your blood, and I'll not rest till it's splattered the whole length of the glen, and the waters of the loch have stayed red.
We never get this sort of trouble in Jean.
I'll bid you good day. Sleep well at the castle tonight, for it may well be your last sleep before the long one.
He's nice, isn't he?
Oh, charming. Charming, thank you. You'd like to see me stuff it up again, wouldn't you? You've never liked me, have you? Let's face it. Let's have it out now. It's been boiling up for some time, has it not? Made your day, this has. Well, I'm not bothered with him, I'll tell you. Has he gone?
Yeah.
Well, he'd better watch it. If there's any blood spattering being done around here, it'll be McDarcy blood. He doesn't know how close he was to doom, then. Another 5 minutes, I should have lost control. I nearly had one of me turns, you know, when I go to the surf and lapped up. If I'd gone into one of me comas, he would have had it. I mean, you see me when I'm like that. I'm sure you'll have. Go fighting mad, you know, don't I? Eh? I got it again.
Yeah.
The old pressure on top of the nut.
I'm not surprised you were under the car.
He's no true Scotsman anyway. You wear your sporran round the waist, not under your chin. We'll go up to the castle and unpack. I'm letting no McNasty frighten me away from Dunsparren.
Please, can you spare a minute?
Hello, Fred, come in. What's the trouble?
Have you heard the news?
No.
Hancock's been left the castle in Scotland.
You're kidding.
No. He's the new Laird of Dunsparren. He took delivery last week.
the laird of Glensporren? Yeah. Blimey, he must be worth a fortune. Said my son, I smell pickings. Hackneyed bags. I think I could do with a holiday in Scotland.
Oh, let's give in, Tub. We've been under siege in here for 7 days now.
Never. I shall never give in to a McNasty.
Come on out, McHancock. Be a man. Come out and face me face to face.
I can't. I haven't got a ladder. Go back to your cave, you great hairy monster.
Pour another agate at him.
You don't come out here. I'll come up there and tear the castle down with my bare hands.
He could do it too, Tom.
It's all talk, all talk. Never get further than the drawbridge. That pull a boy not porridge over the battlements, that'll have him.
Hey, listen. He's bringing up reinforcements.
Where?
I can't see anything.
Yes, look, look, coming over the hill. Hundreds of them led by some bloke on a white horse.
They're the villagers from Glen's Farm.
Hey, listen. What's that they're singing? Well, he's got all the gear on. The full island dress, the white wig. Hey, look, McNasty's impressed. He's dropped down on one knee.
Oh, it must be some local festival. It's a pageant, pageant.
He's coming over to the castle. I'll give him a shout.
Mush! Below, below. What do you all dress up for?
He's returned, McHancock. He's come back to see justice done. Scotland rejoiced. He's come back.
Who's come back? Let him speak for himself. Who are you?
I'm Bonnie Prince Charles of Anthony.
Tom, it's Sid.
I know it's Sid. I knew that as soon as I saw the cot on the end of his sword. What's he up to this time?
Me being a direct descendant of Bonnie Prince Charlie, I hereby claim the throne of Scotland. And all the castles in it, especially this one.
I thought so. He's after my inheritance.
Lower that drawbridge in the name of Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Oh, come off it, Sid. You're no descendant of Bonnie Prince Charlie. Dick Turpin, perhaps, but that's all.
How dare you speak for the young pretender like that?
Pretender? The flipping liar!
I'm not! I've got documents to prove I'm the last remaining descendant of Prince Charlie.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that in the least. You could get all the documents to prove you're the king of Siam.
Look, why don't you all come in and sort it out inside?
Don't mind. All I've got to say is that if this is a trick for either of you, by the great Lord Micawber of Rainy Houston, the crowd will rise again, and the hundred will ring to the yells of the victim and the screams of the dying. And I, Seamus McNasty of McNasty, swear
to... Don't keep on.
Very well, young men.
And here's my family tree, handed down by generations of Jameses. It starts here at James the First. Now, he was my great-great-grandfather, three times removed on my mother's side by her cousin, out of my uncle.
Indeed.
That was in 1693. Now then, we followed a big arrow right down here to 1957. Now, we don't want to mess about with the names in between, so here we are. James the 19th, that's me.
But where does Bonnie Prince Charlie come into all this? We haven't had a mention of him yet.
I'm coming to him.
Yes.
Now, look, you see up here? Flora MacDonald equals Arnold Trapshaw.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's him. Bonnie Prince Charlie.
What, Arnold Trapshaw?
Certainly. That was the name he used to avoid being captured by the Squareheads when he come back from,
France.
France, that's it. He's got it. He knows his history.
Have you got the great seal of the Stuarts and the ring of Mary, Queen of Scots?
Well, not at the moment, but if you want them, I can get them.
Very well, that's good enough for me. Your Majesty, I swear allegiance on behalf of the Clan MacNasty to follow you to the ends of the world and to strike down all your enemies and all who deny your rightful claim to the throne of Scotland.
Sir. Well, I don't.
Am I to believe, MacHancock, that you don't accept this man as being a Charlie?
No, well, I think we are, if you let him get away with it. MacNasty, strike him down.
That's the way I'm hiding. So perish all enemies of the king.
Now look, MacNasty, put that table down.
Seamus Lad, I know what I'm talking about.
I know him as old, he's a crook. The nearest he's been to Scotland is a yard. Third fire in cabinet from the left as you go in. He's more of a Sassenach than I am.
I ain't. I'm 100% Scots.
Marvellous. I've heard Liverpool Irishmen better than that. Maybe that'll convince you, Harry.
I don't know what to think. If he's an imposter, I'll cut his gizzard out and spread it along the shores of Loch Ramach. His head will be carried on a claymore across the glen, and his blood will be spattered from Strathcarran to the Kyles of Loch Ash. His flesh will be left for the carrion crows to pick his bones.
Dinner's ready, everyone.
I don't think I'll bother. I've got it somehow.
Well, have you decided anything yet?
Yes, indeed. I've reached my decision. It will have to be settled the way all feuds are in the house.
Dead claymores, batting heads, rolling blood, spattering.
The trouble with you is you're too bloodthirsty. We settled it by peaceful means.
Oh, well, that's all right then. Right up my street, that is. What do we do?
Oh, it's just an old tradition in these parts that if there's any dispute to be decided, the people concerned compete in their Highland games. Tossing the carver, throwing the hammer, tug of war and the like. The winner being the one with the most points at the end of the game.
That's more like it. That's the sensible way to decide things. All nice and peaceful. The winner gets cast as foreign.
Yes.
And the losers?
They get put to the claymore. And split the thunder.
Yes.
And their blood crushed up the lakes and dirt of the island. Yes. And the mother's remains of their bodies thrown from the top of Faring Castle. Yes. To be dashed on the shattered rocks beneath.
Oh, dear. And may the best man win. Look, Jeremy boy, I'd love to stay, but you know how it is.
I'm very sorry, Your Majesty, if Your Majesty you are, but this must be settled first.
You slum here, Hancock. Why don't you keep the gate all shut? Catch it, anybody?
Hello, Fred. Listen, I'm in dead trouble. I want a couple of balsa wood cabers, one set of jet-propelled hammers, shove a couple of rocket boosters on them, make them go further. Look, don't argue, do as you're told. If I don't win this contest, Bonnie Prince Charlie's going to be crossing the border into England in an urn.
Try again. You need a lot more practice if you're going to beat MacNasty.
I'm getting better, though, aren't I? I tossed that cable 8 feet last time.
You didn't toss it. You just let go of it. Look, Jamie MacNasty's an expert at this, you know. I saw him this morning. 100 feet he was tossing them.
As much as that, eh?
Yeah, and they still had the branches and the roots on them.
Well, come on, let's try again. Let's see now. You rest it against your shoulder. Run a few paces and toss it. Right. Here we go. One. Two. Three. Four. Ah! Look at that! Right out of sight. Where is it?
behind you.
Look, I tell you what, let's try the slinging the ball and chain about it.
Now, you just wind yourself up, swing it round your head, round and round and round, and let go!
Where did that one go, Tub?
Round my neck.
Unwind it.
Hang on. Bill, where are you going?
Don't worry, I'll see you later.
Where?
At the bottom of Stirling Castle.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we finish today's games with a contest between Seamus McNasty, Anthony McCancock, and Bonnie Prince Sydney to decide the ownership of Castle Sporran. First on the program is Tossing the Caber. First toss, Seamus McNasty of McNasty. Next, Anthony McCancock. One foot, 6 feet.
Never. 2 foot if it was an eight. I demand a remeasure.
1 foot, 6 inches.
All right. I'll get you on the hammer, sir, inmate.
The last toss, Bonnie Prince Sydney. Yards.
That's funny. Landed over there on that bloke's head and he didn't even notice it.
Next contest, throwing the hammer. First, Seamus McNasty.
Rook!
120 feet. Next, Anthony McCancock.
Hup!
Disqualified. Next, Bonnie Prince Sydney. Yards.
Wait a minute, it's coming back.
Sid, I don't know what that thing was, but if it lands in Russia, we've had it.
So, you Tatarans, you've been cheating. Very well. I'm going to throw both of you over the walls of Stirling Castle, as I promised. Prepare to meet their doom.
That's it.
That's where I've seen you before. Walking along the strand with the boards of coal.
Hello, an ambulance.
What's wrong?
Something terrible's happened. The last hammer that landed, it landed in the crowd and hit one of the spectators and is badly hurt. They're taking him away now in the ambulance.
Oh, dear, I am sorry. Come on, Sid, Sid. The least we can do is go and see if he's all right. This is dreadful. There he is on the stretcher. Oh, what a ghastly mess.
I'm awfully sorry, old man. Can you hear? We've no idea we're going to land on your head. Where does it hurt? Just here? Oh. Oh.
Oh, stop messing about.
Jim! Ah! He stopped it at last! I've been waiting weeks for something like this to happen. I die a happy man, lead on across the Stirling Castle. Is he even stuck on the head? He's a big gent, made my day then, and I've given up hope. I thought he'd never get his lock, but at last.
Starring Tony Hancock with James Robinson Justice, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Music composed and conducted by Roger Scott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Gordon. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Mainwood.